Mary's conversation.
Oh, no, Mom, I wasn't listening to her conversation.
No? Well, just what were you doing?
Well, I was listening to see when it'd be over.
Jeff, dear, let me put it this way. I don't want you eavesdropping on the telephone ever.
Oh, eavesdropping. That's different.
Listen, you little brat. Listening in on someone else's phone call is the lowest form of sneakiness.
Well, I didn't know you were using the telephone. I wanted to use it.
Who are you going to call?
Who?
Yes, who?
Zach.
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 We'll call him now.
Who?
Zach.
Suspicious sister's the lowest form of humanity.
Hello?
Zach? Jeff. What's new? Oh, nothing. I just thought I'd call. I had to call to prove I wasn't a sneak. My sister. I'll tell you when I see you. Well, why didn't someone tell me there was a meeting? Well, who voted for it and who voted against it?
Say something, I usually mean it.
But, Mom, I suppose you weren't eavesdropping.
No, I was. Your sister is upstairs on the telephone, and whatever she's talking about, it's her business. Now, I don't want to ever catch her. We're having spaghetti for lunch.
Mom, can I have another piece of cake?
I think so. It's the least I can do to make up for my unjust accusation.
Now, Mother, don't apologize to him. If Jeff happened to be right for once, it was just an accident.
Now, let's not bring up his past record. This boy was unjustly accused, and he very generously forgave your mother.
Oh, that's all right. Anybody can make a mistake. Besides, I never carry grudges.
Jeff.
Well, I can eat it.
Yes, but can you carry it?
Carol.
Hi, Mary.
Hello, Mrs. Stone.
Hello, Carol.
How are you, Doctor?
Fine, thank you, Carol.
Mother, may I be excused, please? I'm all through.
Well, certainly, dear.
Excuse me,
Daddy, will you keep him here, please? He'll be listening to our conversation through the door.
Me?
Oh, you've been unjustly accused again. But stay here anyway.
Why are girls always whispering? You ask Mary what time it is, and she says, I can't tell you, I promised Susan.
Yeah, girls whisper for the same reason that boys shout.
Carol, you're shaking. What is it?
What, you promise not to tell anybody?
I promise.
Not even your mother?
Carol, you know my mother would...
I promise.
Well? I mean, even if someone tortures you...
Well, Carol, how can I tell if you won't tell me?
Maybe it's safer that way.
Well...
Oh, Mary, I've got to tell someone I'm going to bust.
I'm engaged.
Engaged? Oh, Carol! Oh, I'm so happy I could cry. Oh, you're both so perfect for each other. Who is he?
Matthew Morgan.
Matthew Morgan. Oh, what a nice name. Carol, what do you mean engaged? Engaged to be married?
I guess so. It's only a diamond chip, but he saved the money out of his allowance.
To my future wife, Matt.
Oh, Carol.
You know, you're the first one of my girlfriends to get married.
Gee, the rest of them can't even go to the movies alone.
When? Just as soon as he gets out of college and passes his law exams and starts practicing. He's just a freshman at UCLA.
But, Carol, that'll be years.
When you're in love, you expect to suffer. We can wait.
Well, how do your parents feel about your getting married?
They don't know anything about it. They must never know.
Well, why don't they like Matt?
Oh, well, they like him as a boy, but not as a son-in-law.
Mary, that's why I came here. You've got to help us. Well, anything, Carol. Two people in love deserve a fighting chance for happiness. What do you want me to do?
Will you be our go-between? Well, Matt will write his letters here, but he'll address them to you.
Well, sure, Carol.
Thanks. I can't take a chance on my parents finding this. You'll have to keep it for me.
Carol, you can come and visit this ring anytime you want to.
Look. In case anything ever happens to me, I want you to know where your ring will be.
Mary, I want you to be my maid of honor.
Me?
And for my bridesmaid, I'll have Penny and Susan and Pamela. Yeah. And we'll have a great big wedding cake.
I just saw Carol leave and I thought...
Yes, Mother. Carol and I were just talking about nothing. You know how girls sometimes talk about nothing. Did you want me for something, Mother?
No, it was nothing.
Sometimes Carol and I talk for hours and never say a thing.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
Alex, our daughter has a secret.
And you can't tell me.
Oh, she hasn't even told me yet.
Jeff, put down that magazine and start washing the car.
Hey, Dad.
It gets more reading down that way.
No, that's the first time she's ever kept anything from me.
Oh, Donna, she's reached an age where she can't come running to Mommy with every problem.
Oh, but couldn't she come running to me as a friend?
Friendly mothers have a way of giving exactly the advice little girls don't want to hear.
You know, the minute I walked into the room, she took a little package and quickly hid it in the music box. It's the first time that's ever happened.
Honey, there's the first time she walked, the first time she talked, the first time she kept something from you. There'll be the first time she gets married and the first time you become a grandmother.
Will you stop rushing things? I wish I knew what was in that box. It's my birthday in a few weeks. Maybe it's a surprise.
Probably.
Of course, that's what it is. Alex, it's a little tiny box about this size. What do you think it is?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe a mink coat?
No, dear. That's what you're going to give me.
My, how time flies. Would you believe it? I have another birthday in a couple of weeks.
Really?
Now, there's a gracious reaction. I also give weather reports, you know.
Oh. Birthday. Well, it's about time to start thinking of a little surprise for Mother, isn't it, Mary?
Oh, I already have my gift picked out, Daddy. So soon, dear?
Well, I'm not going to ask you what it is.
Oh, I don't mind. I want you to like it. I thought I'd get you one of those bulky knit sweaters. Look, Mother, you look very good in them. Would you rather I get you something else?
Oh, no, dear. The sweater will be lovely.
Mail call. Dr. Alex Stone. Dr. Alex Stone. Mrs. Donna Stone. Dr. Alex Stone. Miss Mary Stone. Matthew Morgan, University of California at Los Angeles.
Wow, what's gotten into her?
How about wash the hand?
I'm sorry, Jeff. He's a boy I met at a party, and
He's going to UCLA, and I asked him to send me a brochure because they have some wonderful courses in dramatic arts out there, and I thought...
Of course, dear, we understand.
Certainly. Brochure is pretty personal.
Mother, would you excuse me, please? I can do all these dishes later.
Well, it's all right. Alex, this is more than a girlish secret. First the package, and now this letter.
What package?
Now, come on now. Let's not build this up into a big mystery. All you have to do is find out what's in that package.
Alex, I can't go through Mary's drawer.
Well, suppose you lost your watch and you thought maybe Mary borrowed it. So you go into a room and you open the drawer and... What have we here?
You know, you still haven't washed that car.
Okay. But, Mom, I still think you should lose your watch.
Now, honey, we don't know that there's any connection between the two incidents. And even if there were...
But something's bothering Mary. You saw how jumpy she was.
Oh, girls that age get jumpy trying to decide which flavor ice cream to order.
Alex, I know Mary. I can't ignore a mother's instinct.
You know, you're creating a crisis that doesn't exist, and that's a doctor's instinct.
Alex, do you remember just before Mary was born and you said I had a few more days to go?
So?
And I said, Alex, you better take me to the hospital right now, and Mary was born 10 minutes after we got there.
What does that prove?
That I'm a mother and you're a doctor.
Some of the courses are tough, but I don't mind because I feel like I'm studying for both of us. Darling, if I could only tell you... Isn't that sweet? Oh, isn't that sweet? My roommate is a great guy from L.A. who once saw Zsa Zsa Gabor in a delicatessen store. But don't worry, Carol. For me, you're the only girl. Isn't that sweet?
Hey, there's a chance Matt will be home for the dance next weekend.
Oh, Carol, that would be wonderful. It's so cruel to be separated by distance.
And Matt says if he can make it, he's going to take you to the dance.
Taking me? Carol, you're engaged to him.
But my parents are beginning to suspect something. My mother says I'm a walking ghost.
But Carol, I already have a date for the dance with Herbie.
Mary, please, I'll go with your date, and when we get there, we can switch. Please?
All right, Carol.
Thanks. Now, Matt says he'll call you long distance Wednesday night and let me know if he can make it.
Call me?
But I can't take a chance, Mary. You'll just call and leave a message for me.
Look, Carol, my mother's beginning to suspect something, too. I don't like keeping things from her and, hiding your ring in my music box. Well, I just feel guilty.
Mary, remember what happened to Juliet when she thought she lost Romeo?
Of course, Carol.
Honey, I just couldn't bring myself to look at the package. It was a touch-and-go struggle with my conscience, but I won.
From the look on your face, I'd say you lost.
I'd sure like to know what's troubling Mary.
Mom, Dad! Look what I found.
What's the ring? Where'd you find it?
In Mary's music box.
Jeff, you had no right to do that.
Well, I lost my fountain pen, and I thought maybe Mary borrowed it, and so I went there to look.
I know. The first place you happened to look was Mary's music box. Now, Jeff, this is something that even you can't explain away. Your mother and I... Donna? Jeff, get your mother a glass of water. Jeff? Make it two glasses of water. It's no longer a question of prying into her personal affairs. This is serious. We've got to find out what's happening.
Supposing she tells us.
Well, then we'll know.
I'm not sure I want to know.
Oh, great. What do you want to do? Close your eyes during the marriage ceremony?
Don't use that terrible word. Mary's only a baby.
Your baby is about to be carried down the aisle of a church and not in a bassinet.
Well, actually, Alex, what are we getting excited about? Just an inscription that reads, "To my future wife"? At Mary's age, this could be a joke.
You feel like laughing?
No.
Neither do I. You know, I don't believe in smothering a child with protection, but beyond a certain point, it's our responsibility to act, even if it's painful to her. Where's the ring?
I made Jeff put it back where he found it. Alex, what are you going to do?
I'm going to talk to her.
Well, now, just a minute. You know how children react when they're forced to do something. They get hurt and defiant.
I'd rather have a defiant daughter than a premature son-in-law.
Hello? Yes, just a moment. It's Los Angeles, California, calling Miss Mary Stone. It's him. It's the boy.
Mary?
Yes, Daddy?
Long-distance call for you. Los Angeles.
From Los Angeles? Oh, I wonder who would be calling me from Los Angeles. I'll take the hall phone in my room.
Long-distance, huh? Well, anyway, our future son-in-law is well-heeled.
Maybe he only wants to read her the brochure over the phone. Honey, is there something you want to tell me?
About what, Mother?
Oh, just anything. About school, your dance, boys, new friends, boys.
I got a long-distance phone call from a boy at UCLA.
Really? Mm-hmm. All the way from California. What do you have to say?
Did you know, Mother, that the sun shines practically every day in Los Angeles?
That's interesting. Mary, you feel free to come to me at any time about anything. Even if it's bad news, or even if it's good news.
I do, Mother.
Well, then why haven't you?
Why haven't I what?
Come to talk to me.
About what, Mother?
Mary, now how long have you known this boy, Matt?
Not very long.
Well, how is it you've never mentioned his name before?
Well, Mother, you see, it's...
Don't you think Daddy and I want to meet him?
Oh, you will. You'll meet him this Saturday. He's coming to town to take me to the dance. That's why he called all the way from Los Angeles.
I thought you were going to the dance with Herbie.
I am. I mean, I was. But, well...
Matt is... Is someone special?
Yes, he is. Mother, maybe after you meet him on Saturday, you'll understand why, but... Well, I just can't explain everything to you now. Maybe after Saturday, but not now.
All right. We'll meet him on Saturday. Mary, don't worry. We'll make every effort to like him. Good night, honey.
Good night, Mother.
Well, what'd she say about the ring?
I didn't even mention the ring. He's coming to town on Saturday.
For the wedding?
No, to take her to a dance.
Didn't she say anything else?
The sun shines practically every day in California.
Is that all?
Honey, I hope I'm an intelligent parent, but... Honestly, this just throws me completely.
Darling, we'll be fair about it. We'll be polite. We'll listen to a story.
then throw them out. Is Mary dressed for the dance yet?
Just about, dear.
Aren't you going to say anything to her, Mom?
What am I going to say? If you get married without her permission, you can't go to the movies on Saturday?
Your father and I are going to have a talk with that boy as soon as he gets here.
I bet I hate him.
As your father says, we have to be fair about this.
Dad, what are you going to say to this guy?
On the way in or the way out?
Sir, I'm Matthew Morgan.
Oh, we've been looking forward to meeting you. I'm Mary's father. This is her brother, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi.
And her mother.
How do you do, Mrs. Stone?
How do you do? Won't you sit down? Mary will be here in a minute.
Oh, thank you. I'm afraid I'm a little early.
Oh, that's all right. We can all sit around and have a friendly talk while we're there.
Don't you think you're a little young to be thinking about marriage?
You know about it?
Oh, Mary didn't tell us. We just happened to find out.
By accident.
He was looking for his fountain pen.
Well, I appreciate your interest, but...
You appreciate our interest? Don't you think we have a greater stake in this matter than casual interest?
Well, I don't like to be rude, sir, but frankly, no. I think the people involved should make the decision.
Listen to me, young man. If...
Hello.
Hello. You must be Mary. I'm Matt Morgan.
It's very nice to meet you.
They're engaged and they don't even know each other.
Excuse me.
Hello, Carol. Hello, Herbie.
Hi, Mary. Hello, Doctor.
Herbie.
How are you, Mrs. Stone?
I'm not quite sure, thank you, Herbie.
Matt, it was just too painful. I told Mother and Daddy all about us.
What did they say?
Well, they want to talk to you after the dance. I have to be home by 11 o'clock.
Well, I'm glad that's straightened out. I guess I'm taking you after all.
I guess so, Herbie. Mother, do you see now why I couldn't tell you? I had promised Carol. You know, you look positively petrified after the long-distance phone call.
Not to mention the reindeer.
Well, how did you know about the reindeer?
Have you seen my fountain pen?
I'm awfully sorry. I hope I didn't get Mary into any trouble.
And I'd like to apologize, sir.
Matt, I can safely say all is forgiven.
Matt, even though we're not directly involved, Mary and Carol are just about the same age. You're not seriously considering marriage.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Stone. Just as soon as I get through with college, law school, establish a practice, and I'm able to support a wife. We won't wait a minute longer.
Well, I guess we better be going. Good night, Mama.
Good night, honey.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night, Jeff.
Good night, Mary.
Good night, Herbie.
Good night.
Good night, Tom.
Good night. Enjoy yourselves.
Good night.
Good night, Herbie.
Good night.
Good night. Oh.
College, law school, establish his practice. Dear, do you think 34 is too young to get married?
Well, I'm still going to have a talk with Mary for causing all this panic.
Oh, dear, she promised, Carol. And besides, you should know that Mary would never keep a secret from me.
I should know.
Well, sure, Dad. Mary's goofy, but not that goofy.
Go wash the car.
In the dark?
I'll hold the flashlight.